Dennis looked out across the vast plaza, and a corner of his mind wondered how many times he'd walked across those same stones, past those same statues, those same magnificent sculptures and fountains. How many times had he passed under the temple's colonnade, taking its majesty and beauty for granted because he had so many more important things to think about? His thoughts had floated back through those other days, other visits to this place, as Clinton read off the list of offenses for which he was to die. Like Elisa, if he'd only known, he had no need to actually listen to them. He knew what they were, and as the Inquisition had demanded, he had duly confessed to all of them. There'd been no point refusing to. Eventually, he knew they would have brought him to confession. That was something at which the Inquisition was well skilled, and even if he'd somehow managed not to confess, it wouldn't have changed his fate. Still, there could be one mercy yet. He remembered the upper priest's cold promise, the message from Clinton himself, which the Grand Inquisitor was unwilling to deliver in person. Confession and the proper public admission of his guilt would buy him a strangling garrote and a quick death before the full catalogue of punishments the Archangel Schuler had decreed were visited upon his no longer living body. Dennis had understood Clinton's minion perfectly. Public contrition, the admission of guilt and entreaty for forgiveness, were an important part of the Inquisition's punishment of sin. God's mercy was infinite. Even on the lip of hell itself, a soul touched by true remorse, true contrition, might yet find forgiveness and sanctuary in him. And so tradition decreed that anyone condemned before the Inquisition was entitled to make public repentance and to recant his sins before execution of his sentence. It was a tradition which was sometimes ignored. Dennis had always known that, even before his own fall from grace. To his shame, he'd never been so much as tempted to speak out against that practice. It hadn't been his business, and the Inquisition was jealous of its responsibilities and prerogatives. If it chose to silence some criminal lest he use his final moments to spew forth protests of innocence, accusations of torture, fresh declarations of heresy, or fresh blasphemies, then surely that was the Inquisition's business. But it was also a tradition the Inquisition had learned to use well for its own advantage. A prisoner who acknowledged his guilt, besought forgiveness, proclaimed his penitence, and thanked Mother Church and the Order of Schuler for saving his immortal soul, even if it had to come at the expense of his mortal body, proved the justice of the Inquisition. It was the demonstration that no one had acted in haste, that true justice and the holy purpose of God had been duly and properly served. And so Dennis had given the Inquisitor his word, had promised to say what was proper. To give Clinton what he'd known the group of four wanted from him, obedient to their final script.